Africa's soil is studded with buried treasure. Half the world's diamonds are mined there. The largest producers of cobalt, manganese and uranium are all African countries. Since 2000, more big petroleum discoveries have been made in sub-Saharan Africa than in any other region. Yet Africans are not wrong when they talk of a resource curse. The continent's political elite have squandered or stolen much of the bounty, often aided by unscrupulous private firms. The World Bank predicts that by 2030, 62% of the world's very poor people will live in resource-rich sub-Saharan countries, up from 12% in 2000. Resource-rich states are more likely to suffer dictatorship or civil war. Managing resources better is crucial to the future of Africa. The world is hungry for its hydrocarbons. Its minerals are needed for cleaner energy. Sadly, African politicians risk wasting the moment. Few pursue the right policies. One African country, however, has been a glittering exception, at least until recently, Botswana. At independence in 1966, Botswana was one of the poorest countries in the world. It sold beef, but little else. It was home to just 22 university graduates. Over the next four decades, its economic growth rate rivaled that of China, Singapore, and South Korea. Today, it is one of the richest countries in Africa. A necessary condition for its rise was the discovery in 1967 of diamonds by De Beers, a mining giant. But that was not sufficient. The transformation of Botswana also required the right policies. Several stand out. Botswana has long suffered secure poverty rights and a stable, clear tax regime. Today, De Beers reckons that Botswana keeps four-fifths of the revenues from Debswana, their joint mining venture, through taxes, royalties and dividends. Elsewhere in Africa, firms are reluctant to invest huge sums when mines can be seized or tax rates are volatile. Neighbouring South Africa is among the world's 10 least attractive countries for investors in mines, according to the Fraser Institute, a think tank.